Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, November 4th, 2017, 15 Cheshvan, 5778, Parashat Vayera, Genesis 18:1 through 22:24, Haftarah, 2 Kings, 4:1 through 37, Devar Torah, Judge a Society by Its Hospitality, by Rabbi Stephen S. Pierce. To live in a period when public officials and private citizens demonize the other, immigrants, foreigners, strangers, women, individuals of different sexual orientation, and the poor, is to live in tragic times. Whereas welcoming the outsider is the biblical underpinning of so many Genesis narratives, this sacred principle is not always preeminent, because the Bible is a human book that not only promotes ideals, but also notes the failure to live up to them. Parashat Vayera provides such a contrast between depravity and disregard for outsiders on the one hand, and kindness, generosity, and hospitality to strangers on the other. In the account of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Torah comments, "The outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah, how great it is, and their crime, how grave it is." However, this text offers no further elucidation of sins committed by the citizens of these doomed cities. In contrast, the Torah is clear that a previous society of evildoers, the generation of the flood, was destroyed because the earth was filled with lawlessness. The remembrance of the merciless and cruel behavior of the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, who were hardened to kindness and compassion, is echoed in the words of the prophet Ezekiel. "Only this was the sin of your sister Sodom, arrogance. She and her daughters had plenty of bread and untroubled tranquility, yet she did not support the poor and the needy. In their haughtiness, they committed abomination before me." Ezekiel 16:49-50. With no detailed information about the sins of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Torah, sages and scholars visualized sins of lust and sexual depravity because this opportunistic and inhospitable people treated strangers as fair game, subject to any imaginable violation, abuse, or whim. This interpretation is based on an incident in which Lot extended hospitality to two strangers, whereupon the townspeople demanded that Lot turn them over in order that we may be intimate with them. See Genesis 19:5. However, mindful of the ancient hospitality code that demands that a guest in an individual's home has the absolute protection of the host, Lot tried to shield the men from harm's way by offering his young virgin daughters to the Sodomites instead of his guests. He said, "Please, brothers, do no evil. Look, I have two daughters who have never been intimate with a man. Let me bring them out for you, and do to them as you please. But do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof." Thus, Lot was portrayed as both a solid citizen and a flawed human being. He not only offered his virgin daughters to the rabble-rousers in order to protect his two guests, but also two further accounts document father-daughter incest, unholy unions with his daughters that resulted in the birth of Moav, meaning from father, he is the father of the Moabites today, and Ben-Ami, meaning son of my kin, he is the father of the Ammonites today. It is no wonder that the name of the ancient city of Sodom becomes synonymous with sexual perversion. Nevertheless, the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah must have been appreciably more heinous than Lot's contemptible behavior, because he and his family were exempted from the punishment that befell all the other denizens of those wicked cities. A further moral failure, read into the limited available textual information, was the refusal to extend a helping hand to those in need. The Talmud imagined that the citizens of Sodom decreed death to anyone who fed the poor, as we read, "A certain maiden gave some bread to a poor man, hiding it in a pitcher. On the matter becoming known, they daubed her with honey and placed her on the parapet of the wall, and bees came and consumed her. Thus it is written, the outrage, tzaakah, of Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grave." Genesis 18:20. The Talmud further tells how the people of Sodom offered the appearance, but not the actuality, of hospitality to strangers. Whenever a pauper happened to come to them, each and every Sodomite would give him a dinar, and before doing so would write his name on the coin. And, as per a prior agreement, the Sodomites would not offer the pauper bread. When the pauper eventually died of hunger, each and every Sodomite came and took back his coin. Babylonian Talmud Sanhedrin 109b. A second text in Vayera offers a distinct contrast to the behavior of the Sodomites. It describes God's appearance before Abraham as Abraham sat at the entrance of his tent when three men seemed to appear out of nowhere. Abraham terminated communication with God in order to offer hospitality to these strangers. He prepared a feast and offered them an opportunity to refresh themselves. So important was hospitality to Abraham that he allowed this moment of religious ecstasy to be interrupted. He affirmed the important lesson that social responsibility must supersede religious belief and practice, later articulated in the Talmud as Hachnasat Orchim. Welcoming guests is greater than welcoming the divine presence. Babylonian Talmud, Shabbat 127a. Vayera contrasts the treatment of people at the margins of society. They can be ignored or welcomed, abused or protected. Everyone benefits when hospitality for outsiders is woven into the fabric of society, an important lesson that needs reinforcement in every age, especially during this modern age when the political climate demonizes the other rather than honoring and uplifting the stranger in our midst. Rabbi Stephen S. Pierce, Ph.D., is Senior Rabbi Emeritus of Congregation Emmanuel of San Francisco and a faculty member of the Fromm Institute for Lifelong Learning at the University of San Francisco and the Beyond the Walls Spiritual Writing Program at Kenyon College. He is the author of Flash of Insight, Metaphor and Narrative in Therapy, and other articles, poems, and books.